Okay, back again. Yep, definitely got the babbling like a nutter again. The other thing I was going to talk about was books and book clubs. Not quite sure how it started, but it was a quick to and fro on Twitter, which I think Alex has already mentioned about book clubs and what our kind of feelings about books and book clubs were. And I think basically the general consensus was probably not a good idea. I think I've got mixed feelings. I don't like being under pressure to read a book because generally that means I stop reading. I just don't want to, somebody saying you've got to read this book by a certain date and so on. I have belonged to a couple of book clubs and I've had a variety of experiences, shall we say. One that I am still a member of, I just don't contribute too much anymore, is an internet book club, and it's solely around crime novels, and it's called For Mystery Addicts, and I think it's a Yahoo group, and I'm still a member of it, and just don't participate. And they basically get through three or four crime novels a month, and I find that quite pressurised, to be honest. I didn't used to contribute to all three or four, basically because I couldn't either get hold of all the books or afford to have all the books to read, even using the library and things like that. But I used to maybe once a month read one of the books, and because they publish a kind of 3 month programme ahead, you always know what's coming up, and you can normally kind of, even if you're busy at a particular time, you can find a book that's a couple of months ahead and start reading that. So by the time the discussion on that book comes around, you'll have read it and you're ready for it. And I've led a couple of discussions on there around a couple of books that I particularly liked. And I've also picked up some recommendations of books, which I think was, what I was saying. I'm not an avid fan of book clubs, but I do like people recommending me books, and then, if you have a chat about them at a later date, so be it. But you're not, forced into reading a particular book and so on and so forth. And, I think what Alex said about, having views in common about life in general helps when it comes to talking about books as well, because if you're coming from completely different philosophies, you'll take a book in a completely different way, I think. So yeah, and then I've also no longer a member of another book club, which I went to one meeting in a pub, and all I will say is, oh my God, never again. I think there's a lots of stereotypes out there for various different things, and I'll draw an analogy to train spotting. There's a very anoraki, geeky, nerdy analogy about train spotters, and I have to say, if there was an analogy about book club members, the one that I attended in the pub, my God, they all fit that, and never again. I think it ultimately comes back to that philosophy thing. Their life philosophy is completely different to mine, and they quite freak me out. So, as I say, I love being recommended books. I love reading, like on Goodreads, what people have written about books. I know, Neil, very often you've written things on there that have prompted me to go and read particular books. I think I read Cormac McCarthy's The Road as a result of, I think, a recommendation for an audiobook you gave me. And, it was a book that really kind of gave me pause and, need to think about what, was going on in that book, and, all the sort of various different issues that the two main characters in that book were having to address. So yeah, I'm happy to have book recommendations. I just tend to steer clear of book clubs, but always happy to have a pint in a pub, and if books come up in conversation, then that's great too. I think probably that's all I'm going to say on books. I think I've been burbling now probably for about a quarter of an hour on various things. I note that most people seem to be having a quiet weekend, so if anybody wants to have a Skype call, then let me know. I'm more than happy to do that. Otherwise, I hope you're having a good weekend. If the snow is falling, hope you've got plenty of bread and gin and anything else that you might need, staples, you know, those sorts of things. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.